Black Hawk families keep hopes alive. Days have passed, but Lieutenant Colonel Prayut Kong Thanakun still hopes to see his son Son Wichai return home alive. He has tried calling his son's mobile phone and only gets his voicemail, which he takes as a sign that his son is safe and sound. Mr. Son Wichai, a TV5 cameraman, was among 9 people on board an Army Black Hawk helicopter that went missing inside Burma on Tuesday. Lieutenant Colonel Prayut Kong Thanakun believes that if his son had really crashed, his phone probably would have been destroyed. If he was dead, I'd be unable to reach him in the voicemail system, he said. The Army believes the chopper crashed during an operation to retrieve the bodies of 5 victims of another helicopter crash on Saturday near the Thai-Burmese border. It is believed that the Black Hawk went down inside Burma about 2 kilometers from the Thon Nam Phet forestry base in Thailand. Surikit Pinya Chawanit, a TV5 news editor who is Mr. Son Wichai's immediate supervisor, is also keeping his fingers crossed that Mr. Son Wichai is alive and will return soon. "When are you coming back to help me install that satellite dish, huh?" Mr. Surikit wrote to Mr. Son Wichai on his Facebook page. Before he left to file a report on the body retrieval operation on Tuesday, Mr. Son Wichai promised his boss to help install the dish. Meanwhile, Kim Chiem Sung Noon, mother of Major Braphan Chiem Sung Noon, the first pilot of the Black Hawk, said she cried and fainted upon learning about the crash on Tuesday. She monitors news updates constantly on the search for the missing helicopter and prays for her son's safety. The pilot is the only son among her 4 children. "He loves and is very proud of his job," she said from her Nakhon Ratchasima home. As families of the 9 people on board the Black Hawk hold out a hope their loved ones are safe, the families of the 5 men who died in the first helicopter crash are preparing to bid their beloved farewell as the remains arrived home yesterday. Prapa On Chong Suk Suri, 33, who only 2 months ago married Major Gitpum Ekapan, a military officer attached to the Tapra Yasa camp, who perished in the crash, said it was hard for her to accept that her husband was dead. They had dated for about 10 years before getting married.